What's up, folks? You're listening to a Do You Believe in Miracles edition of Hitting the High Notes, adjacent jazz talk. It is I am here, the voice that is coming into your into the five hole, is Hootran Superman. That's H-U-U-T-R-N Superman. I am also on the Twitter at Jazz High Notes number two, at Jazz High Notes number two. It's the off season. Maybe I won't be tweeting as much on that account, but if you want to. My takes on Dragon Ball Z or the WWE or OnlyFans. The other one will probably work for you. And we're here. He stars in the very famous British comedy of slapstick. Mr. Bean, Alma Bean 23. What's up, Alma?
You know, just living the life. You know, jazz season's done, so like I can go ahead and enjoy my evenings. But you know. The season's already going to be right around the corner, so can't complain.
I can complain as soon as it's right around the corner. Yeah. But
as soon as it ends, it's almost there.
I guess. Can we just have a few more moments? We don't have to, you know, talk about this team. We got slapstick, we got slap shot, we got wristers. The big news in and I bet people have not cared to listen to a jazz podcast is because if you're in Utah or close to Utah or adjacent Utah. Looking for something else in Utah to cheer for, you're in luck. Congratulations. NHL to Utah is happening. Hey.
Yeah, Salt Lake City is now a hockey town.
Yep. Yeah. Get out of here, Jazz. If you ever see that Simpsons meme where the cat tries to be as cute as a puppy, he's like, get that damn cat out of here. Get the damn Jazz out of here. And before we go on to, some more jazz/hockey talk, Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow for your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, Alma loves player props.
Oh, yeah.
And odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. They brought the tagline back, so there we go.
All right.
There we go.
Yeah, at this point, it's like Utah Jazz, never heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, the Delta Center being reformatted, refitted to host a NHL team. I think Logan's been on here, the Dragon Squatch, who's about to be Mr. Honeypaws in just a couple weeks here. So congratulations to the Honey Dragon couple. But he talked about how he started getting to the Golden Knights, year or two. So he's a pretty big hockey fan now, and that was able to fill his need for
sports team.
Whatever the Jazz was like filling that need for sports fandom in his life, and that could be the case for a lot of Jazz fans today. So Alma, the NHL or the Utah Hockey Club is what we're assuming we're going to call them.
The Utah NHL team.
Yes, the it is your birthday. They held a party today, a huge party on the plaza, as they call it, outside the Delta Center. They let people in. They did introductions. There were so many people there that they actually had to stop. Maybe 20 minutes before the program, quote unquote program, was supposed to start, they stopped letting people in the doors. So they were at capacity. The fire marshal said no, and they wouldn't let anybody else in. You were there. You got there early. How surprised were you at the turnout today for a sport that's, there's not a lot of college hockey teams in Utah. They're all club sports, as far as I know. Hockey's, and it has not been prominent sport in Utah. How surprised were you to see, the 30,000 plus or whatever?
So, mind you, by the time I went ahead and got in the arena, it was about 4:15. Mm-hmm. And by the time I went ahead and even tweeted anything about the actual space itself and fans, was 4:34. And the entire lower bowl was already completely filled, and about half of the upper bowl was filled.
Yeah.
So it's great to go ahead and see that Salt Lake City, Utah as a whole, is showing up for this team that hasn't even played a minute in this state yet. And that was like a big question, because the final Coyotes game, you had a bunch of fans that were saying Salt Lake sucks, which, on their end, I understand the frustration, but then there were some people that were like, how can Utah sustain – two winter sports. It just doesn't make any sense, which that's a quote from Bombani Jones for those of y'all who are curious. But he went ahead and specifically said that he does not think that Utah can sustain two winter sports. But we went ahead and showed with zero payment that we were able to get the Delta Center to capacity just for an introductory event. And there was a lot of good things that were said, but the energy that these fans were bringing in, my watch told me that we got up to about 100, 105 decibels, which I don't think that's happened for a Jazz game this season. I think the highest I've had it, at least give me a notification at least, was like 90, 95. So it's great to go ahead and see that this community is already so invested in this team and showing the passion. I mean, you went ahead and had fans that were already doing player chants that, granted, it was, in my opinion, the minority of the crowd, but there were a decent amount of fans that knew who these players were, the chants for these specific players, and like this fan base is going to have a great start for this team once this season starts around October.
To be fair, the Smith organization organized this at, Bomani Jones from Bomani Miller or whoever it is. But, maybe he's right because, like this is a 4 o'clock fan event, free to the public, free food. So I'm sure, besides Alma, it was mostly just homeless people looking for a free meal. There's just no way people have heard, there's not that many Mighty Duck fans out there. So I'm very confused about how it all happened. So,
and like
at 4 o'clock, you either quit your job, you're unemployed, or you just, you had nothing better to do on a Wednesday at 4
but,
o'clock.
But another thing is that, like,
or you make your schedule like Alma does.
Yeah, it's lovely. but at the same time, I went ahead and got there around 4 o'clock. Like, I was speeding down here. Not actually speeding. I was coming in as fast as I could, but there was a lot of traffic coming from northern Utah to Salt Lake City. I was trying to get here as fast as I could because I was like, oh, there's probably going to be a decent line. Mm-hmm. I did not think it was going to be that kind of line. I had to walk all the way down past the John Stockton and Karl Malone statues.
R.I.P.
And the line snaked multiple times to get in. So I was sitting there. I was like, man, how many people are here?
So many. I didn't get a J-Dog out of it. So
I mean, neither did I.
Yeah.
I didn't even get that. But at the same time,
noise.
But I managed to get in soon enough to go ahead and get the voucher for the free preseason tickets. So I was like, oh, woo. Okay. So I was like, okay, I made it for the first 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. But again, even by the time I got inside, like the entire lower bowl was entirely filled.
The funny story I heard was because, they cut, like, again, you're going to cut off at 5:15, safety issues that we all understand why you're cutting it off. I think Utahns are just so used to, like, you said it's going to start at 5:30. How dare I not be let in? But I think what they did for the people on the plaza, they pulled out the big screens out there.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing.
And they brought out the hot dogs to the plaza.
Oh,
so
okay.
That way, so again, the people were appeased because they got the food, so they were doing okay.
But and that's another thing. Like, you had the Delta Center at capacity, and then you still had a large enough crowd outside of the building for this introductory event. Like, that speaks so largely for this community and how excited they are for this new sport.
I hope it does.
And I was even talking with one of our coworkers downstairs, just like, I really hope that this team can grasp the community in games.
Right.
Because I already won them over. Spicy tunas. Like, I've already seen concepts for the Utah spicy tunas.
Alma wants to eat sushi now because of the spicy tuna.
No. So, there's just, this community is already
right
invested. And there's been such little work for the community side. So the fact that they're already embracing this team so much is really nice to see, but at the same time, like, how long will that last?
Yeah.
Are the Coyotes Utah NHL team going to go ahead and continue off of the success that they had at the end of their season, or are they going to go ahead and still sit around the bottom of the Western Conference?
Because
they have a lot of good young players.
Yeah, that's this is how the this ties into the Jazz. This is how the indirectly tied to the Jazz is that this team like had to take like not even just take they were just bad like the last time they were in playoffs was 2012 I believe when I talk about the Utah Utes
Utah Utes
so like 12 years later so, like it's funny because like the Utah Utes were being pulled out of Arizona right when they started taking uptick like last year wasn't great they're the Utes are gonna have the. I'm just gonna call them the Utah Utes just to be easy.
I think it's the sixth best.
So they're gonna have the sixth best chance of getting up, or just even the sixth pick in the NHL draft. So I don't know a lot about NHL. It seems hot. Six seems like a pretty good pick. Maybe it's the worst draft year like in the NBA. I don't know, but there's like 30 rounds in the NHL. So
yeah, I'm like I'm not that well versed in hockey yet. I'm playing my NHL 24 to learn.
They already have a couple young players. They already have quite a few young players already. They're gonna add another high prospect, I assume, and then they have a lot of salary cap that they have to use apparently. So they're gonna be getting some vets in. So for those. It's a good time to get on the Yotes bandwagon.
And even if you're looking at where their record was, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they lost like 14 straight games, which in hockey, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it's a point system for their standing. It's not just wins and losses percentages.
Yeah.
So, 14 losses, that's 0 points for 14 straight games where you could have some teams where it's like, oh, yeah, no, I gained like 25 points in that span. So, like... But then they started winning more games towards the end of the season, it started making it
when the Utah crowd started watching.
Yeah, when the Utah crowd started watching, and the Mullet Arena and half of their fans being for the opposing team, like it's sad that that's how things had to end for them.
Right.
But I am so hopeful and confident in this community in Utah that first night, that first puck drop. I don't know if there's going to be anything to compare outside of the playoffs the 90s out here for the finals.
Yeah, we're trying to talk about if this is, shiny new toy, like I'm a...
I expect it to be shiny new toy. Everybody's want to go to a Utah NHL game because it's the first year, it's brand new.
Yep.
What's it going to be like? How's it different from the Jazz? Everybody's going to want to go ahead and have their own experience for that.
And if they're like Golden Knights good in the first year of inception... That's gonna be huge.
Spencer Cox can go ahead and tell everybody, "Hey, you were in that arena for the event. I told you that you had to promise to come back for the parade."
We don't use that. We don't use that name of this podcast. So,
Governor of Utah.
Let's bring it back a little because our friend Tiffany Dawn, Tiffany with two E's, she came in to our office today, and we were kind of chatting, and Jazz came up and stuff. I actually expect this Utah Utes team to be a playoff team sooner than later.
If
it's not this next season,
should be right around the corner.
Like I just said, young talent. They're actually going to be we actually had colleagues of ours go down to the last game in Arizona. It was a sold out crowd, but half that crowd, as you said, was Edmonton Oilers fans. Oilers fans travel very well. But
across borders,
I assume the Oilers are the Yankees of the NHL, and so like they just have fans everywhere. So you're telling me for the last game in Arizona that half their 4,500 seat capacity stadium, over 2,000 of them were opposing fans. Now, nothing against Arizona, but we kept hearing from people there. Wow, what an atmosphere! It feels like a playoff atmosphere. And our colleagues who have been here for Jazz runs, who have been here for Rose Bowls, have been here for big BYU games. They're like a playoff atmosphere. What? Like they're like it felt weird because it felt like a funeral. People were like staff were saying goodbye to each other because that staff that worked there, they're out of a job.
It's not like you can bring them along.
Yeah, unless you want to move for the Utah Utes.
That's how they build up, use up some of that cap space.
Yes, but you know, these guys are like, this felt like a, like, and, you know, we're having 20,000 plus fans out there, you know, screaming and yelling.
For an introductory in the event. Stadium,
yeah. So these guys who have known nothing but what they've, you know, Arizona, they've seen other arenas, to come and actually out for them, it's got to be a nice shock, a good shock. So yeah, so that's going well for, so anyway, back to, I think the Yotes are going to be better sooner than later. What does that mean for the Jazz? Now the Jazz, who again 2 years in a row now, you know, again, this is stuff that we talked to Tiffany about. If she's listening, hey Tiffany, if she's probably going to listen.
I'll let her.
But yeah, we're talking about things like just like, you know, 2 years in a row, Jazz fans have felt kind of betrayed because like, oh, you know, two trade deadlines in a row, rug swept from underneath them. I think there's a lot more nuance to it. Like, you know, I think they tanked a year too late or tanked too late last year. This year, you know, we talked about this. I don't think it was a bad decision to pull the plug when they did.
Yeah.
But you know, I can understand if you're a fan who feels blindsided by those decisions. You know, because I started last season for the Jazz, fully expecting, or fully uninterested in the wins and losses that came. If the Jazz had made some sort of miracle run, great. They made an okay run there in January, got them kind of close to the play-in. You know, I'm watching the playoffs now, NBA playoffs, and I'm just like, yeah, look at the Pelicans, the Kings, the Warriors, the Lakers, those four teams that were in the play-in are out. You know, they're both down 2-0 against superior teams. Like, you know, play-in would have been fun. Like, how do the Pelicans feel right now? You know, they did all that. They had, you know, up and down. They won a really intense play-in game to get to the Thunder, and they just got whooped by like 30 points tonight in game two.
Yeah, like, are they really going to, like, finish this series, like, honestly, probably either getting swept or a gentleman's sweep? Are they really going to go home and be like, oh, at least we won the play-in game?
Yeah, like, I mean,
that's... Like, is that how you're really going to view your season?
We like, if it was the Jazz, it'd be a little bit different because then maybe it would be, like, the first
like, you're starting to see
step and uptake. But even then, like...
But, like, I don't know that really an accomplishment?
Is it worth it?
And, like, it comes along with the memes. Like, you'll like hang the banner. We won the play-in game.
Yeah, is it
like,
worth it? Let me work it. I personally don't know. Like, it was exciting in January. Like I thought, okay, cool. They make a play-in run. And if the Jazz had made a play-in run this year, if they were... where the Pelicans were, I probably wouldn't be too upset about it. Instead, they decided to pull off the most masterful tank job in the history of tank jobs. You know, getting the eighth best odds in a pretty crap draft. But, you know, hey, look, again, assets are assets. They have them. So I don't mind where the Jazz are right now. But that being said, now the Jazz are on clock, right? Because Jazz fans, you know, we talked about this a few, like, you know, they're bandwagon fans, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, hey,
everybody has them.
I think we sometimes think that we're all very loyal fans, and I think it's okay to prioritize your mental health over fandom.
Oh, absolutely! Like if a sport is going to mess with you that badly,
yeah, it's okay.
Step away. It is okay. Do what is best for you.
Why are Logan and Jared not here on this podcast right now? Because
they are looking out for themselves, and that is just fine. There's something wrong with the two of us, right? But like we are doing fine as far as I'm aware. If you are not, we can talk about it off the air.
Our coworker Sam, like we're on our way up, he's like, "What do you guys even talk about?" I'm like, we make it up as we go along." Really, right now,
mm-hmm.
But yeah. So Jazz are in season two of a rebuild. This is a rebuild that I personally think can go 2 to 3 more years.
Agreed.
This is sort of the pro or the anti convey the pick crowd because I think the Jazz can be bad enough that they can keep their pick till 2026 where it won't convey ever at all.
And then give away? I think it's $500,000.
Yeah, like they, yeah, whatever. It's J-Dog money to Ryan Smith. So, I fully expect it because that's what in my head, and I'm okay with that way to build. But you know, you and I talked about this. This is something that is going to, like, they had great attendance this year, but our friend Laird, who on Twitter pays for Twitter, like Alma, he was saying stuff. This is maybe a month or so. When everybody was like, oh my God, the Jazz, even though they suck, they're still selling crowds, he made a very good point. Like, a lot of these tickets that were sold, quote unquote, sold out at the end of the season were tickets that were already sold as part of ticket packages, season tickets, whatever. These were tickets that were already accounted for that people either gave away or, like, we work for a news station. Near the, like, last two or three home games, they were offering us free tickets, just free tickets to anybody who wanted some. So these were tickets that were accounted for already. Now, Alma, you pay for season tickets. You go to every game. You said that your season tickets renew in January, a month before the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start making payments in March before the season even starts.
Yeah, like they go ahead and make sure, like, oh, you are ready
locked
to go.
In. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, granted, me personally, like, I'm one of the sick individuals that stayed for game 82 of 82. So, like, that doesn't bother me. But there's some fans where, like, if the team's not going to be competitive, why am I giving you this much money?
No, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Like, you know, people don't mind going to games and losses. They mind going to games and, you know, watching G Leaguers. You know, that's not what they pay their money for.
It's more of like some of these, like, it's fine to go to one game at the end.
Yes.
Paying for one singular game. Right. But you got people like me, and there's plenty others who pay for all 41 games, and you see the highs and the lows, especially that December to January mark. You were just like, oh, this is great. And it's like, oh, now we're going to go ahead and renew annuals. The season tickets and stuff. So it's like, oh, okay, we're looking good. This promising, get you in for next season. And then trade deadline hits, and you're like, oh,
what happened?
One of the worst losing streaks in the league.
In the history of the Jazz.
Or, time frames, losses in that time frame.
24, so the 24-25 Jazz, the season ticket holders probably got locked up during that great run they had in January. So, yeah, so maybe next year we won't see a dip in attendance, but if the Utah Yotes are, you know, playoff bound in their first season, and the Jazz do what they do again, they tank again, which I think strategically is an okay move. If that's the move that you've gone with, I don't think that's a bad move for the direction of the franchise. Don't let losing in the house, whatever. But I think the way everything works in the NBA, if you choose to tank and, you know, as opposed to being a mediocre New Orleans Pelicans 9 seed and you decide that tanking is more beneficial to you in the long run, I'm okay with that logic. I conform to that logic. But now, you know, you have, you know, no disrespect to RSL here. You have another pro major league franchise coming in that will probably be pretty good. It will be fun to watch. Maybe Bonnie Jones. I will be interested to see in a few years if Utah can handle. If season tickets are $2,000-ish for the Jazz. Let's say it's $2,000. Like, does someone else have another $2,000 to spend on hockey tickets too? Or do you say, you know, I'm taking my Jazz tickets and now reinvesting that into hockey tickets? How many people can buy double the season tickets besides Alma? And so, you know, that's going to be some of the trade-off here. So, and that's things that you got to pay monthly, it's probably better than paying it all at once, but you know, all of a sudden $2 to $2.50 is coming out of your paycheck every month for tickets for a bad team. Or you can pay $2-$2.50 for a month for, hey, a really fun a sport that you're getting to know, getting to learn. Hockey's a fun sport. It's as Alma called it, ice soccer.
Yeah, ice soccer.
Yeah, you know, people love soccer in the state.
Or RSL is just grass hockey.
Yes. So I think there is a chance that it's a very thin line. Like, you know, on the other hand, you bought yourself some time as a Jazz executive. Like, hey, people are not going to worry about the Jazz as much next year or the year after that. So there's a little bit of grace now, like, hey, we have it. But at some point, if you don't turn it around, You know, if you don't put competitive teams out there, winning matters. Winning matters. You know, people are like, oh, I will support the Jazz till my dying, yada, yada, yada. Some people might. A majority of us fans, this podcast will not exist if all of a sudden the Jazz go, who's the worst team in the last 10 years?
Probably Detroit.
I would say the Pistons, right?
Or maybe Charlotte.
Charlotte. And Pistons have a more recent championship than the Jazz. They have more championships than the Jazz.
Maybe Orlando.
Yeah. Like, if you get to be this bad, this podcast is not going to be very fun to listen to, right?
You could say Houston, too. you could throw Houston in there.
I mean, they have those Chris Paul, James Harden years. Recently.
But I was going to say, like, last 10 years, like, that was probably right when they were shipping them.
Yeah. So, yeah. Right, anyway, you know, semantics. Just take whoever you think the worst team in the last 10 years. If the Jazz get down to that level and we don't see the fruits of the benefits – the fruits of our labors from this season, last season, probably the next two seasons, man, there's gonna be some fan change. People, you know, it's very easy to go from a basketball fan to a hockey fan, or a baseball fan. You know, just all of a sudden a new sport. You know, Major League's not coming to Utah for probably another 5 to 6, 7, 8 years. But once they do, again, you know, you're competing, and this one's not going to be a Ryan Smith team. So, Ryan Smith will start losing. Like, you know, people will go, who cares? Ryan Smith will still get money because the hockey team's making that money. But, you know, Ryan Smith needs to pay my bills over here hitting the high notes. So,
and so with everything that you went ahead and said, my viewpoint on everything across the board, this tank job going on long term. This is what I'm expecting. My viewpoint has been altered ever so slightly just because I genuinely thought the Jazz were going to be a play-in team at the beginning of the season. That was my ceiling for them. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if anything, like they were probably going to be just outside or right there at the play-in. And I was saying that they would flirt with, like, the 9-10 seed, and they ended up finishing, what, I think 12? So, like, it's not too far off in my opinion. And even, like, down the stretch, they were still kind of flirting with that 10 spot. So, like, it's not too far off. But when you're looking at the history of Danny Ainge, and I know I've mentioned this on the podcast multiple times, when he went ahead and joined the Boston Celtics in 2003, very first thing was get rid of the stars. There weren't some good years. And then you slowly saw the progression. And then, what, I think it was 5 or 6 years after he joined the organization for the front office, they went ahead and won an NBA championship. So if that's what I'm looking for, cool. This is my expectation. I am going based off of what Danny Ainge has done because the famous saying goes, history repeats itself. So I'm waiting for history to repeat itself. Mm-hmm. As far as hockey goes and deposits, little shout out to Puck Slut, and that is SL apostrophe or comma grammar. Comma UT, but at Utah_hockey, he went ahead and spoke to some of the season ticket reps at the event tonight.
Yeah.
And they went ahead and said they're offering full season, half season, and 10-game packages. And they said that they expect the pricing to be around the Utah Jazz prices. So something for people to look forward to if you went ahead and were one of the 29,000 people that went ahead and...
Double that season ticket money for Jazz and Hine hockey. Here we go, folks. We got it.
So now with that being said...
Transfer portal season.
The Utah NHL team, they are going to be the new shiny toy. There's no arguing it. And the big thing for the NBA has always been... Players want to play, especially like guys like Jason Tatum. His whole thing is, I want to play on the road because there's probably a kid out there that is saving up their money so that they can come to this one game all season. And if I don't play in that one game, they wasted their money and I'm a disappointment to them.
We'll see how long he does that for.
So, putting that into perspective, like, you could have kids that are saving up their money or... families that are saving up money to take their families to these games. What's more appealing, a Jazz team that's struggling, put air quotes on that, struggling to win, or are you going to go ahead and take them to the inaugural season of a brand new sport in this town? to where that can be more memorable because it's the first season. You can go ahead and get merchandise that can go ahead and, you know, have a sentimental value, but then like an actual monetary value going forward if you decide to go ahead and call it a collector's item, if they decide not to go ahead and create a name for this season. So, like, if I am a fan, in my opinion, it is going to be more beneficial for me to go to this NHL team than the Jazz. Like, it's just very upfront and clear, because if this is their plan, go to the team that's probably going to win. So, and it's going to go ahead and be a debate for the entire season, because both of these teams finished around the same spot in their respective leagues. So, now, as far as what is it going to go ahead and do long term?
Yeah.
It just depends on what happens with these teams. Again, my mindset is that the Jazz probably aren't going to be good until, what, I think 2026, 2027? To be consistently in the playoffs?
That sounds optimistic, yes.
So now put that into perspective. We're in 2024. Can Jazz fans keep their strong fandom that strong for that long without any positive results?
About to get the friction on.
Like, are you just going to go ahead and do what I did this season? Like, we are looking for development of the players. We want to see a good locker room presence. No, they are going to go to the new team, get a new interest, and then they're going to have a new investment. So I think that this NHL team, even though they are two different leagues, but with them being in the same season, you might see people putting their money towards the new thing rather than investing in the old vehicle that's going to need more money to actually run.
Yep. So if Bomani Jones is going to be wrong, both these teams have to be good. And that's the long and short of it. And, you know, get ready to learn some French Canadian, pal. So
yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
So as we finish up with, you know, hockey, Jazz talk, you know, the Jazz, we'll get to, I mean, it's kind of nice that the NHL / NBA draft, excuse me, NFL draft on my mind, NBA draft and NHL draft will be both at the end of June, so that's kind
of
nice.
Yep, you got the draft lottery and, middle of May for both of them.
So it's like, all right, you know, kind of, I mean, again, their seasons are so linked together, they essentially have the same season. So I think hockey starts maybe like a week or two before.
And the thing is, they have the same amount of games, if I'm not mistaken, too. They both have 82 games. Those of you who are going to go ahead and do the deposits for both, like, I think you just need to bring a pillow and a blanket, and your seat is going to be your new apartment, essentially.
Yeah, if I'm figure out how to get Alma money to do that, so. Look, I work for the media. I assume I'll still be working for the media at that point, so I'm not paying for tickets. But I think I probably would have been interested to see what my deposit would have got me.
Yeah, and especially with, like, where I put it, like, the moment I went ahead and received the email, I put it in just because I know that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be a part of the first season of any major sports team. So I was like, I'm just going to do it just to see what happens. And granted, I only pay for one season ticket for the Utah Jazz, but for the NHL team, they made it a requirement that you had to put a deposit for a minimum of two seats.
Alma needs to find a friend.
Yep. So if anybody
wants to be a friend or a sexual friend of Alma, call him at Jackson.
For a small fee.
So we are doing something special on, as we look for new hosts for Hitting the High Notes, what we're going to do is put the eight hosts that we have in mind for the show in a bracket style. So it'll be like the Mark 2s and 3s and Art Takes Note.
But Brian, I get to choose Freeze, the seating.
And yeah, like, and we I see choose them the against each other.
No one else.
Utah hockey team style, where we're trying to figure out a hockey team name. This is another thing we talked about today, about how, you know, Ryan Smith, you know, sweet summer soul that he is. Spring soul? Summer soul. Summer child. Sweet summer child that he is. That's what
there
it is.
You go. I was like, he'll get it. He'll get it.
I mess up so many metaphors and stuff that sometimes I do it on accident. Like the pendulum of him choosing the rebrand of the Jazz and how hated it was, decided to swing the pendulum all the way to the other side. And I was like, for the hockey team, you know what? Fans are going to be in charge. And I just wish Ryan Smith had more people in his circle to tell him how bad some of these ideas are. Look, I appreciate trying to learn from the mistake, trying to involve, you know, we talked about how, you know, we made fun of how we wish there was some sort of survey-taking process he could have done to do the Jeff Rebrand
better. Yeah, if only he knew of a company that could go ahead and help him with that.
We made that joke plenty of times, right? And but now he's going to this thing, and he's like, oh, we're going to make it a bracket style. We're going to give you 8 names. We're going to let the fans vote, let the fans decide. In theory, in the essence of it, the essence of the thought is good. You want the fans to pick the name, pick the branding, so you know, there's not the same backlash that you had when you changed the Jazz colors to black and piss yellow. But the problem is, you know, now we're just doing too much. There's too much fan empowerment. Sit down, hire smart people. You know, run.
Might be hard to come by.
Run focus groups, do surveys, do the stuff, figure out, you know, take the data and analyze it, which you've made billions of dollars doing, as opposed to, like, you know, we've seen, like I know they're not going to write, you know, Pucky McPuck face in or anything like that, but, you know, there's already a couple problems people have already seen with, like, fan voting. Like, is this going to be local to Utah? Well, why should it only be local to Utah? Why do people want to be, you know, fans that are outside of Utah to name this team? You know, like, it should just be for people. You know, what if we get people trying to, like, sabotage the polls? How, like, why even make it a bracket style in the first place? Like, I get it. March Madness just happened. Everybody loves brackets until we're like, okay, so, you know, you were talking about, like, who should be the first seed? Who should be the 8th seed? More so than that, like, what if two of the best names meet up on the same side of the bracket before the final? You know, and it's like, oh, maybe we should have had a closer vote for, theoretically, the best name should still win out of the plethora of names that's been trademarked. But, you know, it just bugs me that, again, the rebrand went so awful. But the correct answer isn't to swing the pendulum all the way, to the other side. You know, he's a smart guy. He obviously built a fortune doing this, and it's just so crazy to me that we're doing these things. You know, small little things again that the Smith Entertainment Group does. I'm like, it boggles my mind. But that being said, transfer portal season. You've got the names there. You know, he's talked about Pat McAfee. Do you have a personal favorite for the Utah Hockey Club?
I mean, from what I've seen, from what has been officially put through and filed through the U.S. Patent and Trademark Offices, Utah Outlaws, I've enjoyed a handful of the concepts. Some of them are a little bit much, but, I mean, there's something there. The one that was just put in this morning, the Utah Mammoth. That one, I'm like, I've seen like one or two concepts where I'm like, I can get behind that. And then even just Utah Hockey Club, I am fine with that being a temporary name. I'm not saying invest in it, because I mean, granted, even when it went ahead and happened for, Washington. The Washington Commanders, when they were the Washington football team, like, yes, everybody clowned on them, but they had a color scheme that people recognized. And once the season started, people weren't really clowning on them unless I was just completely out of the loop. But I mean, like, they played their games. They essentially were still the same team as far as wins and losses. So nobody really cared about the name after that point. So instead of, you know, committing to a name that could potentially be god-awful, do the temporary name, come up with your color scheme, so then your fans can go ahead and have a better decision as far as what name would work best with this color scheme. Just because Ryan Smith went ahead and already said, those uniforms are going to say Utah across the chest. So if you have your color scheme, have Utah on it, And you can go ahead and have that jersey translate to another season with that same color scheme and then add your alternate with your official logo and integrate everything else in. I think that that's the better business decision because then you're not losing out on merchandise that just needs to be thrown out. And you're going to have fans that are going to buy stuff just because it's the first year. I mean, I'm going to be guilty of it. Like, that's just a given. But, like, you want to go ahead and do what's best for your organization and best for your wallet. So present the color scheme, which I personally thought that Ryan Smith was teasing it on his Twitter today with that baby blue inside of Utah, which some fans didn't even recognize that it was there. I had to point it out to some people. But if you're teasing that, if the baby blue is in one of those colors, I think I can get behind Utah Blizzard ever so slightly.
Blizzard.
I don't even want to say that I'm committed to liking that name. But really, it's just Outlaws, Mammoth, Hockey Club. That's where my mind those is at your, the moment.
Those are your top three seeds. Okay.
And I won't say in that order, but like those are the ones that have won me over with the concepts. Hockey Club, no concepts at all, but just for the simplicity of it, so then you're not messing anything up.
That's my number one. Like, I really hated Washington Football Team when it first came out, like as you said, but I like it a lot better than I like Commanders. So
yeah, like, and again, when they're playing their games, Washington scores.
Yep.
Like, that's all you have to say. Utah scored a goal. You don't have to say, oh, the Utah Hockey Club on the attack. Just so. Utah on the attack. Because you can't mess that up. Utah will be in the name no matter what. So
you have it. That
definitively in the name.
So your top four, probably my top four as well. I think Outlaws, Mammoth. I think I like Yeti's better than Mammoth, so that's in the top four for me.
See, I saw a concept, and that's what put me over the top.
I'll go Yetis, Outlaws, Hockey Club, and Blizzard in some order for top four seeds. Venom and Fury are probably Ice and Fury are probably bottom two. Venom and Mammoth, dark horses. So, Peak Utah, I believe, is the one I'd rather go with. Peak Utah, I like that. So.
I mean, I really liked the Utah Utahns. That was a pretty solid one.
Pat McAfee wanted us to Super Soakers, which I think Salt Lake Soaks is a great name. I think they could have done Salt Lake Soaks from what Arizona was just trying to help Utahs out with the name.
Yeah, so. And I was gonna say, especially when they're chanting Salt Lake Sucks, I'm waiting for like the sponsorship. I mean, with all of the Stanley Cups that Ashley Smith said that she wants to bring to Utah, there's plenty in the team store that she can slap a Salt Lake Sucks sticker on.
How has Stanley Cup not come up with a Stanley Cup that is shaped like a Stanley Cup?
Tradition. You have to show the original.
Oh, my God.
The original looked like a giant fountain where you can gaze upon its beauty and just tilt it, and you'll just look glorious in the process.
Glorious. You're starting. Unfortunately for us at work here, his internship is coming to an end. So he will not be allowed back in this building ever again.
Unless who sneaks me?
He's gonna have to pay for parking for the Utah Ice and Utah Jazz games.
Might not be able to pay for my season tickets at that.
Yeah. Yep. So but Alma's starting. You paid for your Twitter because this is a business venture. You're starting to do some freelance stuff for yourself. You're doing Flick the Bean on Twitter.
Oh, I am not flicking the bean on Twitter.
That's not what you're doing?
Bean on the scene.
Oh, Bean on the Scene. I think Flick the Bean is a good name, too.
That's a different side of Twitter. side I do not pay
Hashtag
for.
Elm After Dark. Bean on the Scene. Just kind of tell people what your plans are for your Twitter spaces coming up.
So
in your Twitter space, I should say.
So the plan is right now, I mean, Twitter has been a wonderful place for me, even though I have had my fair share of arguments that I would like to forget or never even be a part of. And there's just been some amazing people that have kept me in that community. But with those wonderful people, they've let me know that I have things that I want to say and people want to hear it. So what I'm going to go ahead and do going forward, I'm still going to go ahead and live tweet all of the Jazz home games along with the Summer League stuff in Salt Lake. And I will be taking on the Utah NHL team. I'll try and do that as well as I'm learning the lingo in the process.
Slapshot.
But to
Five
go,
hole.
But to go along with
Flying
that,
V.
I'm going to go ahead and start a segment called Being on the Scene, which tonight was the first night that I went ahead and did that, where I will try to interview fans pregame and postgame, because fans love to go ahead and say anything and everything on their own social media. So why not
say it on his social media?
So why not go on mic, be like held accountable to what you have to say? And throughout the season, it will go ahead and change to like pregame, especially like first puck drop. What's your expectation for this game? Who's the player you're excited to see? And then for Jazz, like who's the newcomer that you want to see get good minutes this year, or what type of growth do you want? But then as the season goes on, is this where your expectation of the team was going to be? Who would you like to trade? Who's somebody in the free agency market you would like? And then as the season ends, was this your expectation for the season? Are you happy with the outcome? So
I hope we get free Frosties for the puck drop from Wendy's for Ryan Smith to get on that.
And I mean, there's a Wendy's right down the road from my apartment, so like that would be perfect. It's right on my route as I'm driving home.
I hope the Utah Ice draft Adam Banks in the first round of the NHL draft this year. That'd be awesome. So he's a very talented player. So Alma's going to be doing Alma being 23. Alma being 23. Go follow him. He's due for another viral tweet here very soon. But yeah, Alma, thanks for number one, like really coming in and co-hosting, becoming part of the Hitting the High Notes family here. It's nice to have more voices and, really good conversations that we have. We really enjoyed your time here at work as well. We're going to try to keep him on, doing things here. If Ryan Smith wants to donate a salary to us that we can have you on, that'd be great. He's just giving money away, so we'll take it. So
And I want to say, too, like, our boss, I went ahead and had a nice meeting with him about everything that I went ahead and did here. And just the words that he said, like, he was just gushing with compliments. And I know, like, with you guys, you'll go ahead and say, like, oh, you're doing a great job and this and that. And sometimes it comes to me and I'm just like, oh, they're just saying that to say that. Or, yeah, no, I did that. But from someone of such high authority
that doesn't work with you every day,
me every day. Yep. And he was pretty much telling me that almost all of you were coming up to him and saying that my work is not only just good enough for the air, but high quality enough to use for future
I'm
stories.
I'm just glad that we were able to kill the highlighter highlights, absorb that into Hitting the High Notes. And that in turn, like, it's such a weird, kind of a weird day. Like, you bought something for a friend of mine. You brought it into my office. You expressed interest, like, oh, this is kind of a cool thing to do. I'm like, oh, well, we might actually have an internship. Come do this episode of Hitting the High Notes. And for 4 months, you've been pretty much here every episode of Hitting the High Notes. So congratulations. Small world, worked out well. So.
But it's really cool, especially like since I gave up a career to try and pursue this. And now in the building, I'm getting the recognition that I personally feel like I deserve. I've worked my ass off
I'll tell you this.
Amazing.
I am not the only one that's told him, but we've all told him not to get into this career. This is not a career you want to get into. So,
A lot of people went ahead and told me that you have to be crazy to be in this career. And one coworker in particular, he spoke in one of my classes and he said that word for word. And my very first day that I worked with him, he was like, you obviously didn't listen to my my conversation. I was like, no, I listened. I'm just crazy. And he was like, oh, okay, then welcome.
He's crazy enough to be on this podcast too. So, thank you, folks, for listening to an indirect episode of Hitting the High Notes Jazz Talk.
Unobstructed episode.
There you go. So, Jazz, we'll see what happens with the Jazz. We we'll have a little more hockey talk. I can't say that we're the hockey talk's going to stop. It's just kind of what it is right now.
It's what's going on in the community.
And like right now, the Jazz, again, they're getting grace from the fans. They should take this time. Take this time to, you know, be stress-free that nobody's caring that Jordan Clarkson is still on the roster. Nobody cares about Larry Markkinen's extension. Is it happening or not happening?
And, I mean, if you want to go ahead and throw their names in there, I mean, both Lowry Markkinen and Jordan Clarkson were at the event tonight with Will Hardy. Yeah, so Lowry was very happy to go ahead and welcome some Finnish players.
Who knew Finland would be such good? You can follow Alan Bean at AlanBean23. I am at WhoTransferedMan and at Jazz High Notes number 2. And, you know, hopefully we'll see some of you at the Honey Dragon wedding. Those who are invited. This is not an invite for the 10 of you that listen.
Damn.
Marnay is invited, though. So Marnay's a corner. Let me check real quick if I had anything else Jazz-related that I had. No, I think that was it. So,
Do you have a read?
I do have a read.
There you go.
Oh no, I did the read earlier today. Didn't you listen to the first 5 minutes when it was? It happened in the first 5 minutes. Like I didn't just slot it in.
No.
Thanks for listening to Hitting the High Notes, presented by Bet Online, and we'll see you guys next time.